What an idiot.
From his earliest years, Jeremy Parfitt dreamed of owning a powerful motorcycle. His family made it clear that he would have to pay for it himself. In the meantime, his mother gave him a nice pair of biker's black leather gloves on his 13th birthday. Although he thanked her nicely, he felt in his heart that she didn't understand him. It was the machine that he wanted, not the clothing. He wanted to be a biker, not to dress like one. He stopped mentioning motorbikes and concentrated on saving up for one instead. His first bike was a nice little Suzuki. It wasn't at all powerful, but it was a real bike. While Jeremy's mother worried that he'd get killed, his father very sensibly sent Jeremy to traffic safety lessons, which were run by the police. For the next 15 years, Jeremy went around on his Suzuki, saving up and keeping his dreams of owning a more powerful bike to himself. He and his friends hung out in bike shops, discussing the details of the machines on show. The moment came 2 weeks ago. Jeremy went out on his Suzuki and came back with one of the most powerful bikes on the road. It was a Yamaha R1, the biggest bike he had ever ridden. He was so excited that he did one of the silliest possible things. He videoed himself leaving his house, getting on his bike, and roaring round the neighbourhood at 100 miles an hour. Then he posted the film on YouTube. The police were not amused. "It's a 30-mile-an-hour zone," they said. "He'll be losing his licence for at least 2 years." Naturally, Jeremy is shocked. What could be worse than going around on foot?